this year in this place.
Amen.
We come here with anticipation and expectation in spite of how the year has been or was.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that God is still on the throne.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
So, we are at the brink, we are at the threshold of a whole new thing. Now, we can go with the same mindset, that's not going to do anything for us.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Amen. Yeah.
Hopefully, I'm not just preaching to the pews tonight.
Praise his holy name.
Because God said, even though I didn't do something that you expected me to do, the last 12 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, y'all remember the message I just preached,
yes,
saying, wait on it. God said, I'm just working some things out.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
So that's why we come to God prayerfully, asking him to give us a word.
Uh-huh.
Without a word, what will we do?
Yes.
We need a word from him, a word of encouragement.
Yes.
We need to be believers of the word, open our minds to his word. Accept it. If you never accepted his word before, freely, especially if you come to church, I mean, you can accept what his word says. If you haven't said it before, now's the time to do it. Okay? Because we've had 12 months, 365 days to get it right with God.
Yeah.
No, we didn't get it right because that's why we serve the kind of God we serve.
Uh-huh.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Right. Because if it wasn't for the blood of his son Jesus, we wouldn't be having the right to even call upon his name.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
But we thank God.
Thank you.
For a son called Jesus, because we didn't have to make it here.
Hallelujah.
I do not take it lightly that I'm standing here at this particular moment in time.
Glory be to God.
So as we go into this word, pray that God will use me, this broken vessel,
yes,
and he will pour into me and pour something out into you.
Blessings.
I would encourage you to do a little bit better as we go into the new year. Because God got something for us in the new year.
Hallelujah.
He sure do. The devil not going to fool me. I'm not ignorant to the devices of the devil, neither you, right? Well, going to that word, let's not forget to say, let me say this to you, I bless God for your faithfulness.
Amen.
Okay? Faith honors God, and God honors
faithfulness. Amen.
Amen. You're not doing it for pastor, you're doing it for God.
Yes.
And I thank God for your faithfulness. Watch God move. Okay?
Amen.
Watch God move. I have not given up on God yet.
No.
Amen. I have not. There's a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And the Old Testament book of Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. Beginning at the first verse. I will be reading to you from the old King James Version of the Hebrew text. Those of you that can, please stand as I get ready to read God's word and honor God's word. If you can't stand, God understand. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, and so we come at and sit at your feet. Once again, Father, we need a word from you. Without a word from you, O Heavenly Father, what would we do?
Yes.
Father God, we need you to pour into us. We need you to encourage us.
Yes.
We're at the threshold of a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
But we ask you, Father God, to give us some direction, some encouragement.
Yes.
We need some building up where we're torn down.
Yes, Lord.
Father, some of your people are weary, worn, and tired.
Yes, Lord.
But Father God, you say your word is a restoring word.
Yes, Lord.
You said your word is a word that will restore the joy of our salvation unto us.
Yes.
So So, Father God, you said that your word will not return unto you until it has accomplished that which you sent it out to do.
Yes.
So, Father God, allow me to speak what you want spoken. Say what you want said. Give me the thoughts that you want me to think right now. I'm unable to do this by myself. Allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Bind Satan, Father God, who tries to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Anoint every mind and seat in this place. Yes. Give them, Father God, clarity of understanding. Draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. Right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, whatever's accomplished in this setting right now, we will give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people hear it.
Thank you, God.
Joshua chapter 5. Begin at the first verse. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted. Neither was there spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. Wow. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make these sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised. But all the people that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised.
Yes.
For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Obeyed not the voice of the Lord,
unto
whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised. For they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. They had to heal. Their bodies had to heal. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. I like to put a tag as we go into this new year on this text, preparing for a new day.
All right.
Let me take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Preparing for a new day. Israel is on the brink of a new day and a new season in their life and their walk with the Lord. By the time you get to Joshua chapter 5, some things have happened that anybody that spent any time in Sunday church school seeing the Ten Commandments or watched the Prince of Egypt should know what happened by Joshua chapter 5.
Right.
You are very familiar with what has happened if you know that. The children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt, and they cried out to God for deliverance.
Well,
because God hears and God answers prayer, God decides to bring them out. God lifts up a man by the name of Moses and gives him one sermon. Go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh, I said, let my people go. After 10 plagues, signs, wonders, and miracles, Pharaoh finally decides to let the Israelites depart out of Egypt. Moses leads them out. They get to the Red Sea, where the waters are closed, and they hear a sound of chariots coming up from the rear. Pharaoh has changed his mind. But God shows himself strong. He opens up the Red Sea. He makes a way out of no way. Since Tommy, he creates a paved expressway lane down the middle of the sea. The Israelites march through on dry ground. When Pharaoh tries to follow suit, the lanes close and move and change in the other direction. And the waters of the Red Sea close. Pharaoh is drowned. The children of Israel now begin their journey through the wilderness, and it is there God shows himself strong time and time again. They were hungry and could not find food. God fed them with manna, y'all, from on high. Food just showed up in the morning. In the morning time, they would gather together and dine sufficiently. When there was no water, y'all, God made a rock become a fire hydrant and quenched their thirst. God kept them from the bite of the serpents and scorpions. And as if Moses was to testify, their shoes never wore out. They never lacked for anything because God took care of them. Now they get to the boundary of Canaan, the promised land. And God begins to tell them about the goodness of the land. That the land is flowing with milk and honey. But they did not believe God. And they had to send some spies to verify what God had said. God gets frustrated and furious with them. God says, because you doubted me, after everything I've done for you, now you have to wander for 40 years in the wilderness until all the first generation dies. And then we will see what I'll do about your children. So for 40 years, they march around one mountain until the generation dies. Now they are getting ready to go back to the same place they failed God before. By the time you get to Joshua 5, Moses is dead. The Lord has raised up a new leader by the name of Joshua. God tells Joshua something Joshua needs to hear. God says, the same way I was with Moses, help me somebody. I'm going to be with you. There really is no secret to what I can do. If I did it for Moses, I'll do it for you. That is exactly what God does, church. That's exactly what God does. The same way he opened up the Red Sea for Moses and Joshua, he'll make a way out of no way for us. The children of Israel crossed over the dry ground of the Jordan. He opened up the Red Sea for Moses. He opened up the Jordan River for Joshua. And the children of Israel passed over the Jordan River on dry ground. Are y'all with me? They're about to begin a new conquest of Canaan. A new chapter is about to be written. A new season is about to begin. They're about to walk into the fulfillment of the promises God has made.
Amen.
Y'all with me now?
Amen.
God said, everything I did in the wilderness was to get you ready for what is about to happen in Jericho.
Come on now.
Y'all need to repeat myself.
Come on.
Y'all been tripping all year long.
Wow.
God said, everything that happened in 2018
wow.
is to get you ready for what's going to happen in 2019.
Wow.
Here they stand, the children of Israel, like you and me, standing in the position of readiness
yes,
to walk into a new day.
Yes.
Can I get it with
yes,
this
day?
Believing that the better was right in front of them. That is the new season. They will see fulfilled promises.
Yeah.
They will see God's hand at work.
Amen.
They will experience mountains being moved.
Yes.
They will see God handle their enemy.
Yeah.
Here you are on the brink of a new year, a new season,
right.
a new day.
Yes. Yes.
They have the audacity to believe the best is ahead of them
all
and
right.
the best is yet
yes.
to come.
Yes. Yes.
Why do they believe that? Because they can look back at everything
yeah.
they have come through and believe God did not bring us through all of that
yeah.
to leave us right now.
All right.
I just came to talk to somebody
yes,
who had a hell of a fight last year that knows you have been through some ups and downs.
Yes.
You've had some hard days
yes.
and some long nights
yes.
and some struggles and some disappointments.
Yes.
I came by tonight to let you know that God did not bring you through all of that
yes.
for you to have another bad year.
Yes. Thank you, God.
All that for you to have another bad year
yeah.
that's
going
to
happen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You don't have to say amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at some people that believe that eyes have not seen.
Right. Yes.
Ears have not heard.
Yes.
The good things that God has in store for them that love him.
Yes.
Is there anybody on New Year's Eve that believe that God has something better
yeah.
in store for you?
Yeah.
See, you can be a pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at how bad the year was.
Mm-hmm.
And say, if you keep looking at how bad these last 12 months were,
oh,
you'll be depressed all through that end of next year.
Yeah.
But the devil is alive.
Yeah.
If it was all bad,
yes.
God was working on something.
Yes.
Y'all ain't hearing me.
Yes.
If you had no prayers answered, God was still working on something.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, now y'all gonna get quiet on Pastor. Y'all gonna be mad until next year. Well, wait, I gotta say this to you.
Because
you know Pastor in the book.
Yeah.
Mmm. Somebody say, the best is yet to come.
Yes.
Yes.
If I know God like I know God,
yes.
the best is yet to come.
Yes.
God has been preparing you for what he has in store for you.
Yes.
Here they are, getting ready to move and take over Jericho.
Uh-huh.
Y'all didn't hear me.
Yes, sir.
And walk into their promise.
Uh-huh.
In chapter 5, the Lord presses pause.
Yes.
God like to do that sometimes.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Mm-mm-mm. Before you move into the new day,
wow.
God said, the Lord says to Joshua, there's some things I need from you, Joshua.
Wow.
Before I release you into the place of fulfilled promises,
well.
There's some things I need you to do for me.
Well.
Before the clock strikes 12 and the calendars turn to January,
yes.
the Lord said, there's some things I need from my children.
Yes.
To let me know that they are ready to walk into a new place.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Can Pastor teach Bible?
Really?
Can I teach this?
Yes, sir.
If you hang out in Joshua chapter 5,
uh-huh.
You will find that the Lord says to Joshua the same thing the Lord says to us.
Uh-huh.
There are some things I need to see in your life. In order for me to release you into the place of fulfillment.
Well. Yes.
Fulfill promises.
Well.
Walk in the text with me.
Yes, sir.
As I go up and down in it. I got some notes. I don't want to miss nothing here. Notice, when they are caught between Jordan and Jericho, the Lord says, before you move into Jericho, before the new season begins, and before I release you into a new place of new promise, before next year commences, he tells Joshua, I need everyone to be circumcised.
Yes.
Circumcision, can I help you?
No.
Circumcision is the removal of the foreskin of the penis of a male that is Jewish. Lord says, before you all go, everybody has to be circumcised.
Yes.
God gives them some instructions in verse 2.
Now,
you know, read the New Revised Version, then we tell you the New Revised Version. It tells him just how to do it.
Yes, sir.
Take some flint with a rock, smash it, and make some sharp shards with it.
Yeah.
Y'all hearing me?
Uh-huh.
Turn those shards into knives.
Yes.
Use broken pieces of rock to cut off the foreskin of all men. Some of these men were 40 years old. I just feel pain right now. Just thinking about it. Are you serious?
Wow.
No scalpel. No anesthesia.
Jesus.
I need you to go through the painful process, God said, of recognizing that if you're going to walk into this new place,
yes, sir.
There's some stuff you have to cut off.
Jesus.
Sorry, I told y'all to get quiet.
Jesus.
You cannot march into my place of promise until you learn to get rid of some things. I'm not going to release you to where you are going until you learn how to cut some stuff out of your life.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, don't get quiet.
Amen.
For the Jew, circumcision is of the foreskin.
Uh-huh.
But for the Christian,
yes,
it's circumcision of the heart.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Christianity is a daily practice of circumcising the heart.
Yes.
The cutting away of things that hinder my walk with God.
Yes.
Bible says there's a practice of laying down a weight and manner every weight and manner of sin. That does so easy beset us.
Yes.
It is the practice of Jesus saying, taking up your cross, denying me, denying yourself, and following me.
Yes. Thank you, God.
The Hebrew writer said, choosing to suffer the affliction of the people of God, rather to enjoy the season of one little season of personal pleasure. It is a daily circumcising and cutting off anything that stands in the way of my walk with God. I prophetically predicted it would get a little quiet in here.
It's all right.
Because see, that's not the message we want to hear. We like when praises go up. We like these type of messages. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Yes.
Y'all like that. We like name it and claim it. Believe it. Receive it. Blab it and grab it. We like God is going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask and think. We want convenient Christianity.
Come on now.
We want easy discipleship.
Yeah.
We want the stuff that makes us feel good. But God said, if you're going to move into something new,
Come on now, Pastor.
You have to deal with the pain of cutting away the stuff that stands in your way and your relationship with me. You were stuck in 2018 because you didn't cut off nothing.
Jesus.
You kept your same raggedy attitude, your small-minded self.
Jesus.
You wanted to do the same thing you've been doing in 2017, And you kept doing it, and you're still in the same place.
Yes.
Well, God, why you demand this circumcision? Why? I'm going to tell you why. I'm glad you asked that question, God told me. Because it identifies us with the Abrahamic covenant.
Uh-huh.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
If you are engaged in the daily practice of circumcising your heart, cutting stuff off, if you are not engaged in it, God say, you'll walk into a blessing and you'll look like everybody else.
Jesus.
You won't be no different. You'll look good, be blessed, but you won't look like a Christian.
Yeah.
And guess what? You definitely won't give God the praise for it.
Hallelujah.
You'll say, such and such, somebody helped me do that. I did it myself and I'm so good and smart.
Amen. That's what I did.
So if you're going to walk into the fulfillment of the promise, you have to cut off some stuff.
Yes.
God said, I need some people that are unashamedly saved.
Yes.
They ain't going to just go along and get along.
That's right.
They just going to not stand for anything.
Yes.
But they're going to stand for what my word said.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
God said, but why are you cutting stuff off?
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness? He said, why? Amen. You cutting stuff off?
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm going to allow you time to heal. Because I want you to realize that God is such a good God.
Yes,
why are you working on your regular self?
Because
y'all think I'm not in the book? The children of Israel were in Canaan, in enemy territory.
Yes.
God said, cut off the foreskin. That means that these men, the men of war that were left, they were helpless in enemy territory. God said, why are you getting yourself together?
Yes.
I'll put a hedge of protection around you.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I put a hedge of protection around you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you do it.
Yes, he will.
I'll put a hedge of protection around you. Why you get yourself right?
Well,
he said, because, hey, they know you my people. And you're called by my name. Then you read the text. The text said, when they crossed the Jordan, the hearts of their enemies melted. Till they had no spirit in them. That they scurred just because you got my name. Because just who you are, they're scared to even deal with you. Say you're ready for a new day.
Yes.
Can I get a witness in here?
Amen, amen.
He said, I prepared you for a new day. They're ready. He said, you'll cut your foreskin off. He said, now check this out. Look at the text. The text says that they were encamped in Gilgal. And they said that they observed their practices that they had. Y'all ain't hearing me. They observed the practices of being the children of God. While they were in enemy territory. Why did they do that? God said, because I'm getting you ready for Jericho. You're in between Jordan and you're in between Jericho. Why did I allow Joshua to cut the foreskin? He said, because while you couldn't fight, you had time to remember that I'm the Lord that fights your battle.
Yes, hallelujah, thank you.
He said, I fight your battle.
Yes.
I need you to remember that I'll fight your battle before you can lift one finger to fight the battle for yourself.
Yes, thank you, God. Yes, Lord, thank you.
Yeah, so the children of Israel cut off the stuff. This is a hard thing, y'all. Are we really ready to cut off some stuff? God said, it's a painful thing. Examine yourself.
Yes.
Examine yourself right now. Check out yourself. It ain't hard. Think back. It's a significant place. Think back to where you were in 2017, this same time. What you was asking God for back then.
Yes.
Some of us asked God, I'm going to be more faithful.
Yes.
I'm going to do what you say. Hey. Look around you now. Those same people that say they're going to be more faithful ain't here right now.
Yes.
God saying it's something when the rubber meets the road.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. When you get in the middle of the fight, God said that I'll fight your battle.
Yes, uh-huh.
God said what I did for Moses, I did for y'all.
Yes.
Joshua, he said, move on it. He said, my servant Moses is now dead.
Yes.
He said, take these people over this Jordan, Joshua.
Uh-huh.
Joshua said, okay. He said, once you have done that, once we get, God just want, look here. This is really easy for us, y'all.
Yes, it is.
You know why it's easy for us? Because God said, I'm not asking you to be perfect. I said, you got to leave everything. He said, make the attempt to go through the action to cut off some stuff.
Amen.
Because of the blood of your son, the son of my son Jesus, you appear before me righteous.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Thank you, God.
You appear before me righteous.
That's right.
So you can ask what you will and you shall have it.
Amen.
Jesus.
You can walk into the fulfillment of your promises.
Right. Yes.
All things will work together for your good.
Yes.
Y'all ain't hearing me.
Yes.
No weapon formed against you will prosper.
Yes, yes. Thank you, God.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
God say, the battle is not yours. It belongs to me.
Yes.
Amen. So I know it sounds like it's hard, but guess what? Jesus paid it all. All you got to do is give your life to me.
Yes.
And I'll do the cutting for you.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Oh, yes.
So now God said, yeah, you're at the threshold of a new year. Because you're at the threshold of a new year, God said, if you just surrender all to me, I'll take you into the promises of God. God said, I want to do it. I've been wanting to do it since last year. But you just didn't want to surrender all to me.
Yes, yes. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It's really not a whole lot I got to answer, I got to say.
My Lord.
Do you really, how bad do you really want it? Some of us have suffered a whole lot of loss. Some of us have been through a whole lot of pain. Someone's still in the middle of something.
Hmm.
Hello.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Testify, y'all.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
God said, this is not a hard thing for you to do. Just open your mind. God said, I'll fight your battles for you.
Amen.
He said, your enemy. Your enemy hears my name and trembles.
Amen.
He hears my name and trembles.
Yes.
Just because of who you are.
Yes, yes, yes.
Their hearts are melting and trembling.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Your hearts are melting and trembling because of who you are.
Yes.
God said, I prepared houses for you that you didn't even build.
Yes.
God said, I have people constructing stuff for you that you didn't even have to construct.
Yeah.
God said, be faithful, stay faithful,
yeah,
and do what I call you to do.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Don't look at what's going on around you. Just focus. Paul said we need to press toward the mark,
yes, yes,
of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And everything will be just all right.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. If I look at what I saw, I wouldn't preach.
Well,
I wouldn't preach.
Well.
If I looked at what I saw going on, I wouldn't preach. If I listened to what I'm hearing, I would not preach. I would not continue. But I heard the word a long time ago.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm sticking to the message.
Thank you, God.
You hear what I'm saying to you? Stick with it, y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Here it is. The manna now ceases. God said, because I took you off the miracle,
uh-huh,
Now you're in the promised land. You're there already. I got you there.
Amen.
You made it to the end of 2018.
Yes, yes.
That's all right.
You made it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. See, you're here now.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't forget all the stuff I did for you in 2017.
Amen.
And 2018, excuse me. If I did it in 2018, I'm going to keep doing it in 2019.
Amen.
On verse 13, I didn't read it yet. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand.
Uh-huh.
And Joshua went to him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host,
wow,
of the Lord.
That's all right. That's all right.
Wow. Mm. As captain of the host of the Lord, and I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What said my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the whole Lord's house said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. And Joshua did so. Joshua, God said, I don't have to do a new thing.
Wow.
Just remind you that I'm still in God, all in charge.
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard me?
Yes, he is.
Preparing for a new day. Preparing for a new day.
Praise
the Lord. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Put your hands to give God a hand clap. Now God says, My people, which are called by my name, if it is humble themselves and pray, and turn from their wicked way, I will heal their land and answer their prayers. You hear me? God said it's all that it takes. Stand to your feet.